This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Thank you for joining another episode. For those of you joining me on the podcast, this episode made its way onto the YouTube channel first before being uploaded to the podcast. So this is kind of like breaking news because I usually schedule my podcast for Monday, but this definitely needed attention because I got it in the wire last night, and today the entire country had a chance to basically react to the big news that the California State Assembly was passing a new rent control. They don't have the authority to pass this. It still needs to go to the Senate and then affirmed by the governor. But the first major hurdle was the Assembly. And we have no doubt, because the super liberal majority in California, that it'll pass the Senate to then reach the governor's desk. So what are we talking about here? I'm going to read to you from the National Association of Realtors Realtor Magazine. So this is from magazine.realtor. So California's new rent control laws are alarming the industry, or the title is the alarms industry. So lawmakers in California approved a measure on Wednesday that would cap rents throughout the state, a move that has drawn widespread concern from the real estate industry over the bill's likely long-term impact. Rent control measures have long been opposed by realtors, as well as most economists, who say such measures discourage investment and reduce supply, hurting renters in the long run. The New York Times cites a study in San Francisco and other locations that showed price caps often prompted landlords to abandon the rental business and convert their units to owner-occupied homes. The California Association of Realtors responded swiftly to passage of the bill. Throughout the debate, realtors advocated for a balanced solution that protected renters and respected the rights of the property owners. Jared Martin, CAR president, said in a prepared statement, "While several of our recommendations were included in Assembly Bill 1482, including the exemption of single-family homes and condominiums, the final bill did not do enough to increase the supply of affordable rental housing. Even legislators who voted yes did so acknowledged." Even legislators who voted yes did so acknowledged its shortcomings. The National Association of Realtors, which works at the federal level of government, has a policy on rent control as follows. Rent control negatively affects the housing inventory by hastening the deterioration and loss of existing housing. By lowering the value of rent control property, rent control affects a community's tax basis by causing a disproportionate shift of tax burden to other real estate and potentially curtails vital municipal services. The expense of complying with rent control laws and regulations inevitably increases the cost of housing to the consumer, and the expense of enforcing rent control adds to the cost of local government. Communities which have discouraged investment in new rental housing because of rent control should not be eligible for federally assisted or state assisted rental housing programs. Governor Gavin Newsom has vowed to sign AB 1482, which would limit annual increases throughout the state to 5% after inflation. In a state of nearly 40 million people, California's rent control measure could affect an estimated 8 million residents of rental homes and apartments. Rent control is definitely having a moment across the country. Jim Lapidus, I hope I pronounced it right, a vice president at National Multifamily Housing Council, told the Times, "But we're seeing folks turn to really short-sighted policy that will end up making the very problem worse. Only a few states, California, Maryland, New Jersey, and New York, and the District of Columbia, have some form of rent control protections," the Times article reports. Tenant groups are trying to expand efforts across the country, and about a dozen states reportedly are looking to get ballot measures to do so, such as Washington, Colorado, and Nevada. In February, Oregon lawmakers passed a statewide rent control measure that would limit increases to 7% annually plus inflation. The movement has been driven by an affordability squeeze that's particularly acute in California, where 55.3% of renters paid 30% or more of their income for housing in 2017, the latest year for which data is available, versus 49.5% nationally, according to the Census Bureau's 2017 American Community Survey. Meanwhile, California had a rental vacancy rate of 3.2% in 2007, compared to 6.2% nationally. The state has a growing homeless population and poverty rate. Ironically, yesterday's action by the state legislator will do little to solve the problem and will hurt residents in the long run, NAR analysts say. "Although we did not prevail," said Carlos Martin, "we remain steadfast in our commitment to overcome California's historic housing supply and affordability crisis. Much more work remains ahead of us." And that's what I wanted to bring out to all of you. I'm going to address this in and more in-depth. But for those of you that are curious to see how rent control affects different things, I did a series on this about rent control, especially if you're not aware about what this is and the ramifications of it. I did a two-part series on this on my podcast. I definitely recommend you go check that out on my show. And I go as in-depth as possible using one of the strictest rent controls practices out there, Los Angeles, as the basis for this practice. But now statewide, this is going to be crazy because the ball's going to get rolling and it's going to happen across the country because we do have an affordability crisis. That's without a doubt. It's just that we give the government this kind of power. It's going to happen in other areas of your life. Look, if you're going to give the government that much power over your life, there's plenty of examples outside this country where that's happening and it hasn't worked. And I would hate for that to be here. So if you hate government controlling all of your life, this is the biggest one you want to challenge because they will control your private properties and your freedoms begin with your private properties. And I stand by that claim. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. I just wanted to give you a heads up on this. And it's been getting crazy. I've been covering this like crazy over the summer. So remember, stay tuned to the channel so you can be aware about the latest in this development here in California. We'll see if and when the governor signs this, if it gets to his desk. Realtors like me, we're going to continue fighting this. All right, that's it for this episode, guys. And I'll see you on the next one.